Welcome back to the Power Hour. So glad that you are with us or now joining us just now. We have a problem with David. We have a scheduling conflict. He got the day wrong, and he is unfortunately at the cancer center with one of his loved ones. Or at a minute, I shouldn't even said that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that much. But it's kind of thrown on me all of a sudden. I shouldn't have said that. He has a situation. He can't be on today. So David won't be on today. We'll reschedule. Really looking forward to talking to him. I think there's a pretty interesting article, even out of the New York Times, talking about David and Texas and this whole situation with Walmart, where, you know, many of the employees, many of the people around, of course, the gun control people are going nuts. They want Walmart, because they're such a leader in America. They want Walmart to not only don't sell guns, but now ban.
Yeah, be gun-free.
Be gun-free, ban guns. So they can't get things passed by law. They can't overcome the Constitution and the Second Amendment. So they're trying to do it by corporate action.
Right.
So they won't get – again, I've said this many times. I think the – quote-unquote cashless society will not be led by the government. It will be led by corporations. Corporations will push it, and mm-hmm. It'll be with a carrot, not a stick.
That's right. You will not be able to buy.
It'll be with a carrot.
Yeah.
They'll put, hey, you do this, we'll make it easy for mm-hmm. you. You know, like credit cards. Everybody sees the value of credit cards.
It's like that commercial on TV about putting the thing on, that sees how fast you drive your car. They'll give you a bonus. They'll take off some of your costs of your insurance if you have this monitor that monitors how fast you drive.
So it monitors everything about your driving
yep.
habits.
Mm-hmm.
And you may get a discount if you drive exactly like
exactly.
we want.
That's
really
exactly
what it'll right. be is if you drive exactly like we want, your insurance will stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But if you turn sharply.
Yeah, yeah. It goes up.
It goes up.
Yep.
You turn sharply twice.
Mm-hmm. It really goes up.
We may have to review. You may have to talk to you. And you can see where all this is going,
yeah.
can't you, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
You can start to see with this. And
they make it like it's going to help you, you know?
This is good. We're trying to help you.
Yeah, it's good for you.
You know, it's the same dynamic. Even
makes everybody safe and saves you money at the same time.
Yeah, BS.
Yeah, yeah. That's correct.
I love Gerald Celente. He's got this, if you've ever seen one of his videos or talked to him, he's got this red button on his, I'm not going to say on air, I'm not going to cuss, but he'll say something and goes, that is, and he'll hit the thing, and he'll say, and it comes on this voice, that is, burp, burp.
Yeah,
Bravo Sierra.
Yeah.
And he hits the button, that is, burp, burp.
Yeah.
It's funny. We had to have something like that, foghorn.
Yeah, that's
something.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, so this actually gives us opportunity. One, we're going to go over a lot of these news stories we didn't in the first. But two, I've been wanting for a while now, but I didn't want to take a segment, you know, on its own to do it. But we got the time. One, if you want to call in and
just say anything,
you talk about anything, certainly now's the time. Don't hesitate. If you're listening, you want to talk. Hey, if you're listening, you just want to say hi. You like the show. You don't like the show. If you're whatever. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Call in. We got some time. Also, let you know we got a new station in Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area. It's a replay, so it's not live. Unfortunately, most of our audience is not live because of a variety of reasons. And we want to make you aware of, if you're from Spokane, I can't even say it. Spokane,
Washington.
That's how you say it, right?
Right.
Spokane. I'm having trouble here. The red leather, yellow leather. Spokane, Washington. And Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Beautiful area. Oh my gosh. Coeur d'Alene and above Coeur d'Alene Sandpoint is gorgeous. Gorgeous. Want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Well, welcome to the Power Hour, and hope that all is going well with you, for you. To getting back to what I was saying, one of the biggest problems with America, if we look at this change and we look at the fabric of our country is changing, and everybody can feel this, especially anybody with any age, you ask anybody over 60, especially 80-year-olds, you can ask them. We talked to a guy in his 80s yesterday who we've known for a while, good friend. And he was talking about when I was in school to graduate high school, we had to pass a test on the U.S. Constitution
yeah.
and the state constitution. We had to. Is that you too?
Yeah, we had to know all that. Yeah.
You had, well, he, that's what he says.
Yeah.
Got Alan text. We got a call. Just hang on 1 second, Alan. I'll come right to you. Let me finish this thought. So we were talking about, then we were talking about schools and his church and everything, and they got a real good independent school or church where they've really taken steps against this abortion and for life. I don't want to be against anything. Sharon wrote me a great email about, you know, whatever you fight, it grows and it fights back. We don't want to fight. We're not fighting abortion. We're not fighting.
We just want to get rid of it.
Well, we're proclaiming life. We're protecting life. We're proclaiming life is what we're doing. And that's why words matter and how they wordsmith that. Oh, you're anti-abortion. Oh, mm-hmm. You're anti-women's rights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. You are anti. See, you see how, what that does to you? Anyway, no, we're pro-life. So the, where was I even going with this?
I tell that lady, if you want to put it that way, okay.
Anyway, so the foundation of our country, and people talk about religion, and so there shouldn't be any religion in school, especially the younger generation. You're 50 and old or younger. You have no concept of any kind of religious or prayer in school. Or, I mean, you don't. It doesn't even exist, and it's bad, and it's evil, and blah blah blah. That's what you grow up to be taught. Well, and people talk about the religion of America. It's Christian religion, and then they argue, no, they didn't want any other religion. Well, anyway. One of the best exposés in a short, concise way that I've ever heard about this, what is the religion of America? What did the founders think? Is Cleon Skousen. It's in one of his books, The 5,000-Year Leap. It's in the appendix of it. It's a talk he gave at a law institution where he goes over all this, and by legal, this, the religion of America. What there is a religion. These, our founders believed in their religion of America and have four or five components to it. So I want to read from that a little later and get people to see that, to just get it in your mind. Because as time goes on, as you start to see this, it's like the policeman this weekend. The policeman this weekend wasn't offending me. He wasn't enforcing law. He wasn't doing his job. He wasn't, you know, whatever word you want to say. The policeman, the overarching biggest point of all this, and the biggest point of all this discussion I've tried to get across to everybody here, and I am so over the moon convicted about this, that policeman was offending God. Mm-hmm. That policeman is an offense to creation, his actions. That policeman should be ashamed. He should be held in derision.
Mm-hmm.
He should be, and I don't, if you want to tell me, I don't hear your stupid, ridiculous idea. Well, he's just doing his job. He's just doing, I don't want to hear it. Save it for somebody who's stupid and ignorant and wants to believe in your BS. Where's my little thing? Burr, that's,
yeah.
Burr, burr.
Yeah.
Where's my little button? Like Salente.
Salente, yeah. Terrible.
You don't understand. And I say that respect. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm saying that respectfully. You don't understand. Our founding father, Samuel Adams, which is the father of the revolution, he was incensed by exactly what the British, the redcoats, did back then, is exactly what this policeman did to me this weekend.
Yeah.
The exact same mm-hmm. thing. They pull you over or they stop you and they arrest you for an arbitrary reason, basically because they can't identify you and because they think so.
Right.
No general warrant. It's called a general warrant.
That's right.
There is no warrant. Now let me tell you.
You had no warrant.
Let me tell you something else about what happened. So my wife's there and she's asking questions and that's part of the reason they just let me go.
Yeah.
Believe me, if I was some ignorant hillbilly in there and didn't have any resources and didn't kind of know what's going on, I bet you I'd have been charged. I might still be in that jail. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And there's people in there that were in there with me, and shout out to Pod F, by the way. Shout out to everybody over there. I got a shout out to my people over there. Let me name a couple people. Art, Jeremy were really nice. Mike.
Leroy.
June. The one guy's name was not John, but Jun. My wife asked them, what is the charge? Point blank. You were there. You were there. You tell the story. I'm just here for a second.
She said there is no charge.
And the lady said there is no charge. You tell me in what planet and what country that you can hold somebody without a charge. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, what occurred? He said, well, in their argument, well, we couldn't identify. I gave him a passport of the United States of America. This moron said he couldn't identify me, threw me in jail without a charge.
And without a warrant.
Do you understand? Don't tell me that this guy is just, I don't want to hear it. In fact, the more I'm talking about it, the madder I'm getting. If you're listening to this and in your mind, well, he probably smarted off. Yeah, I probably smarted off to him. What is he, God? Do you understand what this guy did? This wasn't him doing it. This was him offending God Almighty. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in any of those things? If you do, then that should have offended you. Then that should offend you. And there's a scripture, and I'll read it, Proverbs, and I read it in jail. Proverbs 31:8. And I'm going to misquote it, so I'll just wait.
Okay.
Proverbs 31:8. And that's what I'm here for. That's what my calling is. You want to know why Joyce picked me? Do you want to know why I'm here? And
Proverbs 31:8.
31:8. And you know why a lot of people aren't here that she tried out and I'm here?
Proverbs
31:8. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to break your paradigm that they've conditioned you, that this occupying force that used to be Andy Griffith is now Judge Dredd.
Yeah. And when I asked that lady at the jail, so you arrested him without a warrant, is that correct? And she says, she tried to obfuscate, you know, we have the warrant back here. So, so you arrested him without a warrant. Oh, we're going to get it tomorrow.
No warrant.
No warrant.
And they let me go with no warrant.
Yeah.
There was no warrant.
Right. There was no warrant.
She's
for
a liar.
Arrest.
She's a liar.
Yeah.
She's a damnable liar. Do you get it? So you're...
They have to have a warrant to arrest you.
Do you understand that?
Signed by a judge with dated and timed on it.
That's the United States of America. Do you understand our founding fathers, the Bill of Rights? That's why do you think I'm just randomly telling you that these police can't spell Bill of Rights if you spot them all the consonants?
Yeah.
Do you understand? They have no concept. And I really don't think America does. Not think. I know America does. I hope, I am praying that you listening to me, you may be turning off the channel. This may turn you off. Okay. Then turn me off then. Who else is telling you this? Who else is explaining this to you? This is your inheritance. This is your future. Anything you want that's good in this world and for your country and for your children's future, anything you want that's good about your children, your future, your country, revolves around the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Did you hear what I said? I hope that you stick that in your brain and don't let it go out. And if you don't understand it, believe me, there are plenty of people that got some other bill of goods to sell you,
boy,
including this cartoon character calling himself a police officer, masquerading as somebody who represents the law and took an oath to the law. I mean, do you want me to keep going on? This is 1775.
Yeah.
This moron arrested me with no warrant and no charge because he felt like he couldn't identify me. I couldn't fit in his system, and I needed to go to jail so that he could be justified in his position. Here's my wife. Here's my wife. She wants. Do you want to say something? Hold on. Get in here. Get in here. Here. Get on the microphone. You were the one asking him.
If you know the Bill of Rights, you are a threat.
Bingo.
Yep.
Bingo.
Yep.
Here, don't eat the mic there. You're gonna,
sorry.
I'm already yelling enough. Yeah, I know you were. We were talking about you heard on the radio the story. So she came down to the studio. She's so fired up. Okay, you were there. You asked them, do you have a warrant? Do you have a charge? And what did she say? Tell them. Tell everybody. Tell America.
No, they did not have a warrant. They said they didn't need one.
They said they didn't have a warrant, didn't have a charge. When you asked
they were working on a charge. So there is no charge. I said, well, hand me a copy of the charge. We don't have one. We're working on it.
Hey, are you listening? Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening to this?
So basically, they're working on some bogus charge or thinking of something because they had nothing.
So in 24 hours... They came up at the end when they said, well, we're working on charge, like, oh, we'll get to it. Was there any charge?
No.
They let me go without a charge. They let me go without a charge, no warrant. Do you understand? And see, here's the Bill of, where's my, I usually have my Bill of Rights right here. God almighty. See, I lecture y'all about my, here, let me see, the, here we go. There it is. I usually lecture you guys about your Bill of Rights and refrigerator. I don't even have it here. Here it is. Uncle Kevin threw it to me. I got it on the refrigerator, though. The Fourth Amendment, our person, papers, and effects secure against unlawful search and seizures. I mean, they have to have a warrant. They have to have it signed by somebody. Somebody has to sign it. Somebody has to affirm, hey, this person needs to be arrested for a certain reason. This moron thought he could arrest me for just for kicks and giggles because he couldn't properly identify me. I said, identify me. I gave you a passport of the United States of America, you freaking moron. I said, what planet are you from? I told the guy, I said, what planet is this? I gave you a passport for the United States of America. And you can't identify me and you're going to arrest me now? Do you see? And then he asked, me, are you a sovereign citizen? I said, no, why? Well, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They're a threat. Are you getting in this, ladies and gentlemen? I feel like I'm beating a dead horse.
If you are awake, you are dangerous.
Do you get it? Okay. Okay. No. Come back in here. Come back in here. No, because I don't think people understand the level of what went on. I mean, they just think, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's just normal or that's just. No. I'm tired of this. We're going to do what we can do here. I don't know what we can do about this. You have no. If you've gotten into this, you understand how difficult it is to confront these people with the law, even with the law. It's been so convoluted and so these judges are so corrupt. And I see some people may listen. Oh, what's he talking about? My judge, my neighbor, he's a judge. He's a nice guy. Listen, save it. Save it for your barbecue. Save it for your picnic. They don't serve you. They don't serve the Constitution. They serve the occupying force of this country, the IMF, to take over the central banks. If I'm in jail, that's why my brother-in-law nicknamed me 2250. So my new name is 2250 because that's how much I supposedly owe them by staying in jail. Everybody who's in there owed the jail $22.50 a day for the privilege of staying in their accommodations, black mold and everything. 2250. If they couldn't pay it, I asked them, so what do you mean? You've been in here like 3 months. Well, I mean, that's adding up here. What if you can't pay it? Oh, they'll take it out of your taxes. Don't you get it? They'll put you on you're attached to your social security number, and the Federal Reserve and the IRS will work together to take it from the back of you, and all going to the IMF, the overarching financial central banking system of the whole world. Do you get it? It's an illusionary world that they're pulling you apart from your inheritance and from the land. Okay, I want you to tell the audience, when you went in there, I want you to kind of explain the conversation, how it went with the people there and their looks and everything. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about this.
Well, I said, does he have a charge? And they said, we're working on it. I said, so he doesn't have a charge. We're working on it. Did you have a warrant? No. Then how do you arrest him without a warrant? Well, we're working on a warrant so we can arrest him. I said, you already arrested him.
Yeah, I think the time I was in handcuffs and sitting in the back of your freaking
no-space
car.
You want to talk about play on words. They got this down on play on words. Words are different than what you think they are.
Bingo. Anyway, so what would tell about the look? Tell about the if looks could kill, the look, and how you dared to question them like there's some authority. And my God, you had the audacity to ask them for their name and their badge number. Go ahead.
Well, I talked to. Can I say it, Brent Johnson?
No, just don't. Whatever.
Anyways, so I said, okay, well, I need paperwork. Everything paperwork you have or a charge or what you're working on, I want a copy of it because that's my right as his wife. Nope, you can't have a copy of it. It's private. And I said, okay, well, you're refusing me to get a copy. What's your badge number? What's your authority? What's your name? We don't have to tell you our last name. And they gave me all their information, but they would just glare at me. And then another person would come around. I say, okay, what's your name? What's your badge number? And me even questioning them, it's like, how dare I even question them at all? And they would just glare, give you that look, like, how dare you even come in here and question us?
What did they say when you said, can I see my husband?
They said, nope. And I said, I can't see him. And they said, nope, you have to give us 24 hours, advance so we could do a video chat.
Okay, when I was booked in or whatever they call it, I don't know, the raping of law or whatever you want, a word you want to use, I said, can I see a lawyer? No. No. Can I see? Can I see my wife? Can I? No. No. So they denied me a lawyer. They denied me my wife. They had no charge. They had no warrant. I don't know.
I said, can I bring him something special to eat? He's on a special diet. No.
Well, I sure could have used my oregano with that black mold in that place. Let me tell you.
And even when after they arrested him, I said, can I talk to him? No. Like he was some criminal because they couldn't identify him. It was just bogus.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. Don't use that word. Bogus is the wrong word. I'm tired of this. And we're going to confront, if nothing else, this situation. Now, you can turn off the channel. I guess you can go listen to something else. But you're going to hear this because America needs to confront this. If you want to be free, if you want your children to be free, this must stop and change, period, exclamation point, because tyranny comes in the form of a uniform. And as this continues, and as we're talking about chips, and as we're talking about mandatory vaccines, and all these things we talk, who in the world do you think is going to execute this? The occupying force of our occupying the occupied territory. And who is the occupying force? It is not Andy Griffith. It is this officer, you know, jackass, or whatever his name is, that thinks that he can arrest an American, and put him in jail without a warrant, without a charge, can't see his wife, can't see his lawyer, didn't read me my rights. Do you get this, ladies and gentlemen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I mean, how much further do I need to go on this? That police officer that is your neighbor, do you think in his kids in your little league, he's in your kid's little league team and he's friendly to you and y'all get along? That's fine. He's probably a nice guy. Let me tell you who he works for. He works for the damn devil. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me he doesn't, because he does. There's the music. There's the bell. Last thought, yours, Tristan. And why'd you stay on the other side? People want it
right. They didn't like that he's free.
Bingo. Bingo. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And Al, I apologize. I promise I will get to you on any other caller. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. This is the Power Hour. Who else is talking about this? ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour is now live on KCXL, 1140 a.m. over there in Liberty, Missouri. So live, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It kind of alternates 2 hours, 1 hour. But 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time on Monday through Friday. So, and also Spokane, Washington, KTRW.com. 6:30 a.m. and 96.5. We're on FM there in Spokane. Is it Spokane? Spokane.
Yeah,
Spokane. Either Spokane.
Tomato, tomato. Whatever.
I don't know. The Power Mall, we've had Martin on talk about magnesium oil, what have you. We need your support. You know, even just call and donate $5. You can call and buy a thing of toothpaste, can't you? Or you can go to Walmart, support Walmart, who wants to take away your guns and won't sell 22,
right, exactly.
Won't sell rifles anymore. Yeah, you know, or whatever. Do you see where this is coming? That's why they're narrowing down all your choices. They are narrowing down what you see, Google, all these censorship and how important all this is. We're here because of you, and we will stay here because of you. There you go. That's power. And this is the Power Hour. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Give Jay a call. Thank you so much for your support. We got a couple of callers here. We're going to get to them, and then I'll tell you a story about in the big house when I was what it was like. A little story. Kind of funny. Let's go to Alan in Texas. You've been waiting so patiently. Alan in Texas, what's on your mind, sir?
I just want to say good day, 2250, and Uncle
That's excellent.
I will tell you what, Obi-Wan Joyce chose her Jedi warrior well, young master. You are definitely a ball of passion. And no, it needs to come out like you're putting it out. I like you, Daniel, because you have your beliefs, but I think you're kind of like me. I don't care, if you call yourself a Hare Krishna, if you live by the biblical principles and just basic decency and just, wanting the best for the people around you and everything else and not wanting everyone else's stuff, just being happy with what you have and who you are. And y'all two together, if people are complaining because y'all have too much fun, I mean, my God, once you find out what's really going on in this world, the seriousness of what we're up against, you try to find levity wherever you can. I think you guys are great.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, that means a lot. You know, a lot of people, if they like you, they usually never write nothing. But if I say something, God forbid, that they don't like, I'm going to hear about it.
Yeah, same
so,
here.
So that's no, it's hey, good
you know,
to
things
hear.
Things slip out during a bout of passion, and you definitely have that. I mean, I love it. You know, all the rest of us out there, if you've got passion, you need to start letting it out. You need to start talking. This crap needs to stop, the pedophilia.
Boy, got that straight.
Daniel's situation with the law, and I mean, it's boss hog, but it's reality, folks. These little deep states are everywhere.
Mm. It's worse than boss hog. They want to kill you.
Yeah.
At least Bob Hobb just throw you in jail.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, I sure appreciate the call. I can't tell you how much that means. I know it means a lot to me. I'm sure it means a lot to my
mm-hmm.
uncle.
And we love Texas.
Yeah, of course we love Texas. I'm sad we didn't have, what's his name on today? The guy from Open Carry. But I'm glad I got to talk to you. I wouldn't have got to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm kind of involved with a gal around here who's big into that, too. She's up at the state capitol, you know, raising ruckus all the time.
Good.
And you know, our friend Doc Krupa, you know, he kind of went through a situation where, you know, when he was in jail there, you know, he was telling people why he was in there, and they were like, oh, come on, you killed someone, you raped someone, right? You're not in here because you sort of you know, simulated a legal document.
Now, what Alan's saying is, our friend Doc Krupa, love Doc Krupa. If you're listening, Doc, you know, God bless you. We do want you on this show, Doc, and come on anytime. So he got arrested for some nonsense, and he's in jail, and they can't play. It's the same thing with me. I go in there. Of course, everybody's trying to size you up, kind of just trying to figure it out. So they, you know, they kind of chatter. Well, what'd you do? I said, oh, nothing. Oh, no, what'd you do? And so you tell them, they're like, oh, psh. What are you in for here for? You know, this is ridiculous. You know, they're all like, this is ridiculous.
You're going, you're lying. We know that you didn't. You had to have done something.
Yeah, you raped somebody, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Who'd you rip off?
Yeah, you stole something, didn't you? You couldn't believe it.
It is almost, unfortunately, it's point to a, if you don't have some type of sarcastic humor, you know, the life is, you know, the world is pretty drab. But I'll let you get on with your show. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Keep on going, doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Alan. I hope you feel that fervor because we're going to need it.
We're going to need it down the road. It's coming to a head here soon.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, buddy.
Good
day,
guys.
Alan there on Dr. Krupa's show. Hey, just give a plug for your show. Oh, he got off. Well, Dr. Krupa, you can hear his show, and I don't even know the website. God. Alan, next time you're on, give a plug for your show, and you and Dr. Krupa can come on anytime. We have another caller, Ken in Maine. Ken in Maine, welcome to the Power Hour. You're live. What's on your mind, Ken?
Yeah, one thing about the wicked, they always have to justify themselves.
Bingo.
So I'll tell you what your future's going to be.
All right.
Before sunrise, one of these near mornings, they will be coming at you again. You can guarantee it. It's in the Bible. The wicked always justify themselves. And another thing is, I wanted to ask your uncle, you know, if he doesn't speak to me for 6 months, he won't be on the radio, but how come Trump, when Obama got in office, he sealed his records with an executive order?
What do you mean? Hold on, Ken. Back up. Ken. So, to start with, you know, we're not going to claim that somebody's going to come after me. I claim peace and I claim truth. That's what I claim. Now, what are you saying about Uncle Kevin? If he didn't talk to you for 6 months, he's not going to be on the air. What do you mean?
Because how come Trump doesn't? Obama sealed his records. How come Trump doesn't unseal Obama's records with the executive order and seal his?
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, but he can't do everything. There's a lot of things I don't like about Trump.
Well, that only takes a signature in 5 minutes.
I know. I'm with you right there. Yeah, I'm with you.
Because he's one of them.
Well, we'll see. I'm still giving him. He's done a lot.
The people who caused the problem can't be the ones who come up with the
solution. Well, he's done a lot for America.
Well, here's what I will say about, you know, Trump, and this is, I go back and forth on this. He is. There is an enemy of my enemy going on here with him. And what Trump is or isn't, you know, some of that's to be determined, but he is the enemy of my enemy. I will say that. And in some levels, he's my friend. And, you know, that's all throughout the scripture. And, no, I am completely safe and they're not going to come after me because, they're not.
That's right.
I'm safe.
We declare.
I completely say we declare that's not true, Ken. Yeah. But what do you mean about my uncle talking to you? What did you mean by that, him not talking to you for 6 months?
Because I didn't talk to you. We didn't talk for 6 months, probably.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
That's a true story, too.
That Trump ain't what he claims to be.
It could be. It could absolutely be. I'm not debating that one bit. But he's done an awful lot. He's done an awful lot for America, and he's done 100 times better than Hillary would have been. So I'm behind him.
Not really. He signed in. Look at the laws in the last year that he signed with Democrats. He has made the United States government a fascist government. Now, anybody else would have tried to get that law through. It wouldn't happen.
Which one are you talking about specifically? Which one?
On these fascist laws that's passed in the last year.
Which one are you talking about? Which one are you talking
about? Together.
The which one? Which one?
It was on your program. The lady told you about the fascist law that at 8:34 or whatever it was that him, the Democrats and Trump signed into law.
Well, what was it about? I'm not arguing. I'm trying to, what was specifically?
It was about making corporate fascism the standard in the United States.
You got to be more specific. I go through so much information.
Yeah, we go through a lot of it.
I can't remember all this stuff.
I'm lost.
What specifically are you talking about?
Told about it and explain the law. But anyway, I got something much more important.
All right.
It's how people can be healed.
All right. Great.
Good. Tell it.
Okay. It's like this. Religion is a belief. Christ is not religious. And the proof is in John chapter 3, verse 11. We speak what we know. So he's not talking about a belief. Okay. We is God and his elect. Now, if your person takes a dictionary and looks up the word rapture, that word ain't in the Bible, but that definition is. And it's in John chapter 16, verses 19 through 23. And when you see God, you can ask him to be healed. And how do you see him? Psalm 19, verse 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It's through his law that plows up the hard heart so that he plants his seed, and his seed is light. That's himself. And if you don't mind, I'll give my address, and I don't want no one to send no money. If you do, I'll have to send it back to you because that muddies the water, and I don't go there. But I will send anybody a track. It tells them, I don't care if you're blind, lame.
You want to give your address? Hey, Ken, we're running out of time. Go ahead. Quickly give your contact information, then we got to move on. We really appreciate a call. Go ahead. Give your contact information if you want. Now, this is live all over the world, so just so you know before you do that.
My name is Ken House. My address is 1317 Tangle Ridge Road. And that's Parham, P-E-R-H-A-M, Maine, M-E is the abbreviation. 04766. The trailer is 4017.
There you go. And can I cancel?
Free information.
Can I cancel?
Nobody other than just don't throw it away. If you can't use it, leave it for someone else. Maybe they can find it. Maybe they can use it.
Can I cancel your prophecy? Prophecies fail, and the pit that people dig for us, they will fall into it. That's what I declare.
That's right.
And everybody who's listening, I ask you to pray for our protection. Your prophecy will fail.
And it was really, really good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you,
yes,
Ken.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Let's go to Eric in Kansas. Eric in Kansas, you're live on the air. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Oh, I love, your enthusiasm with the Constitution, and I believe fully in that and the idea behind it. But what do you think? Do you think there really is a Constitution for the United States of America, and one for the United States, the corporation?
There's a lot of research that indicates that that's probably true. It used to be the Constitution for the United States and Constitution of the United
right.
States. They changed that. They even changed the wording. It used to say Constitution for the United States of America. And think about just the logic of that. If that's for the United, this is the Constitution for the United States, meaning where's the impetus? Where's the control? It's the Constitution is for them. This is the Constitution now of the United States of America, meaning this is their law. At the beginning, the Constitution is we the people, their law given to the states, the United States. So just think about those.
And United was small.
In the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution.
Yeah.
And United, anyway. So that's just a real quick, that's a big question, but go ahead.
Are they using, they're using theirs against ours, essentially, you know, the corporate government, the local judiciaries, they're using their corporate constitution, you know, instead of the one meant for the people.
Right. They pushed it aside. They just pushed it aside.
Well, it's like, and I'm really sad that Al Whitney died. She died recently from Anti-Corruption Society. But she came on, there was an interview with her we did where we kind of tracked the Trading with the Enemies Act from 1917, where the government, by presidential dictate, could declare certain people enemies of the state and control their trade and that kind of thing. Well, in 1933, that's what Roosevelt did and says, we're going to take your gold. And the authority was under the Trading with Enemies Act. He declared Americans, U.S. citizens, to be enemies of the United States and that he's going to control their gold. And that's why he justified taking their gold. So we gave ourselves over to this corporate structure. You know, they do it by hook, by crook, by deception, by fraud, mm-hmm. by social security number, all these things. We go into it, and these competing systems are now growing. And if you want an example, you know, that may be big for people to understand. If people want a simple way to start to really begin to understand this, you can take a $20 gold piece from like 1913 or 1917. That's even better. 1920. Take a $20 gold piece from 1920, and you can also have a $20 Federal Reserve note that same year. So you have a $20 gold piece, and you have a $20 Federal Reserve note. Both of them were in circulation in America at that time. Both of them were acceptable. You go to the Walmart at the time, and you could buy $20 worth of stuff. Two competing systems going at the same time. As time went on, 1933, the gold was taken out of society. It was a transition from a gold and silver coin to Federal Reserve to silver certificate. Silver certificates were, that's lawful because you have the silver back, you know, whatever. That's a long story, but make this simple. They transitioned the currency from gold-backed constitutional currency to this fiat corporate, Federal Reserve type money. And now, most Americans had never held one in their hand, a $20 gold piece that was actually in circulation in America, know what it is or even understand. So that same concept, now take that and apply to law and the Constitution, everything that we've been trying to talk, you know, and I'm, sometimes I'm a little wrong or maybe completely wrong, but generally, mostly everything I've told you about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and, is spot on. It's more than spot on. Nobody's even talking about this. That idea, those concepts, there's only one place they live. They live in your hearts and minds. So it's just like in 1920, going into 1933, where they take the people and start to get them to accept this new carrot that they're throwing out, these Federal Reserve. Oh, why carry gold coins? Why carry coins? These bills are so much easier. And then they transition all these things through the banks, and then they get people under control under the Federal Reserve Act in 1935. Hey, we'll take care of you. Don't worry. Just use this money. And so the slow transition, it's the same principle is going on now. So if the Constitution and the Bill of Rights do not, the Declaration of Independence, if they do not live in your hearts and minds, they don't live. They don't live anywhere. Not on this earth. If they're not in our hearts and minds. So the process has been much more insidious and much more complete than in the process of the early 1900s. Because now you have a complete society that has been taught by these public schools that has not been taught any of these things. And go back to what that policeman said. Sovereign citizens are a threat. They believe in the Constitution. They are a threat. So who's a threat? If you know the Bill of Rights, if you know everything I just described, if you know these things, you are a threat. A threat to what? A threat to this competing system that they want to grow. So, you know, officer, you know, AK whatever, fill in the blank, the officer whatever, McGill or Gorilla, doesn't matter. Who's he working for? He's working for this competing system that is trying to swallow up the hollowed out hole of the body of our inheritance in the beginning of this country. So yes, all these things. So when you are free and you start to separate yourself from this, you can see how they freak out. And they arrest you,
yep.
and they
cause ripples.
You cause ripples because why? You are threatening their system. You are threatening, and that's why. I mean, if for no other reason, I don't care any other reason. Not any of the other 600 things we've talked about public school. If for no other reason, then they don't teach the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence like they used to teach to my grandfather, and that our rights come from God and not man, and man can't take them away, and blah, 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 blah. if for no other reason than the fact that they're negligent in that, that excludes them from any ability to teach my children. Just that fact alone. Because our future, our well-being, our sanctity, our peace, our future, our everything resides on our holding to those principles. And people say, well, we got to return to God. You're darn right, we got to return to God. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you've forgotten my law, I will forget your children. What law? What are you talking about? The Declaration of Independence connects our present legal law. That is the greatness, that is the glory of the United States of America, is the Declaration of Independence that connects us to our inheritance and to the Bible and to those things. And so anything that subverts this is not just a nuisance, not just it's not my rights have been violated. This is an offense to Almighty God. This is the ethic that they were teaching in some of the churches, a lot of the churches. I wouldn't say the majority, but a lot of the churches. You know, you could go down the church and Jonas Clark would be banging on the pulpit. You know, King George is offending God. By God Almighty, we curse him. You know, in this system. And in this, they want your soul. That's the ultimate goal. This system, the person's really controlling this system, and you can see it. It's liberty or control or tyranny. And so they have to masquerade this to make us, they got to make evil good and good evil. And so now it's just like the New York Times article. That's why that story was so important, where they said, oh, the deep state is alive and well, but it's run by patriotic people who are there to save the republic. Yes, go to sleep. Yes, they're here to save you, save the republic. And they're getting you to believe that all this illusion and all this police officer running around in these nice cars, boy, that was a nice car that guy had, and they're running around and running around with guns and badges and telling you what to do, that they're enforcing the republic, that they're enforcing the Constitution, that they are keeping you safe. If they have any benefit, and I'll be bold. If policemen have any benefit to you and are protecting you in any way, it is an ancillary effect of them executing the job that they're called to do and the masters that they serve. That's just it.
They are. They're just policy men. They aren't policemen. They're just enforcing policy.
Good. Yes.
Codes.
Yes. Codes.
Codes and statutes. That's what they enforce.
Yeah, that's right. Are there good policemen? There's millions of good policemen and millions of good people. But I'm just telling you, they work for the devil. And they don't understand that. And they need to understand that. And more importantly, you need to understand that. Anyway, go ahead, Eric.
Have you ever heard of a man by the name of David Williams?
That sounds familiar.
He's prime minister. Basically, he has a site called Matrix Solutions, basically on how to leave the system, essentially, to where, you know, because he basically, his idea is that the Constitution was written for a small group of people. Basically, he believes that it was written for the signatures and their posterity, not you and I, and that's why their laws are used against them.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that. I mean, there may be some margin of truth in there. Right, yeah. It doesn't matter. See, I don't even like to get into discussions like that and all this minutia and all these things. That doesn't matter. That it really doesn't matter. Who cares? What matter? Do you believe in the Constitution? Do you believe in the Declaration of Independence? Do you believe in the Bill of Rights? Do you believe in the government that they created? Then this is something different. So which government do we want?
I believe in it, but evidently the system doesn't believe in it, so they use it against us. And so maybe that's where we need to find a way out to where.
Yes, I like that idea. I agree with that.
They can be used against.
I agree with
that. In their kangaroo courts.
Again, you know, it's not fighting against the system. It's upholding and uplifting the proper system. We're not fighting. I'm not fighting this police officer. I am demanding and living in my proper stature. And he finds that offensive. He's fighting against me. He's fighting against God. You understand? You know, and that's why Ken, you know, it's very improper for Ken to even say that and make a prophecy. I cancel that. I am standing for God, Really, because God put me in this place. So I'm standing as God told me to stand, at least to the best of my ability and knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so this system, it's not that they don't believe in this. They do believe in this. They don't like it.
Yeah.
They believe.
they want us as slaves.
They believe in it. Are you a sovereign citizen? Are you? You're dangerous. They believe darn well.
Yeah, they want to label us. Label us as dangerous.
They believe in it, Eric. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've had a policeman, you know, basically labeled me as that one time and wanted to throw me in jail for not signing his phony ticket.
Yeah. Did you sign?
You know. Well, unfortunately, I was on my way to work, and
you signed it under duress. You're forced to.
Because they're a menace to society. They called two other backup sheriff's cars that showed up over a simple traffic stop because I was calling baloney on what they were trying to push down my throat. And I did go to court and tried fighting it, but of course, you know, it's a stacked deck.
It's more than stacked.
Yeah, I look, to say I sympathize with you would be an understatement. This system, there's not enough of you out there.
Right.
That's why I'm so adamant about this, is that people's paradigm needs to change. Now, look, I'm not saying you need to try to pull out of the system like Eric did or like I'm doing or my, or whatever. You don't have to do that. But America needs for you to break your paradigm and think that this is legitimate and think that these people are legitimate. These police officers in their cartoon suit are not legitimate. And any benefit they are giving to you is an ancillary effect of their primary job of enforcing the takeover of the United States of America. That's the truth.
And their job is to collect revenue.
Anyway, Eric, thank you so much. Everybody, God bless you. Everybody for listening. This is, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the rubber meet the road. And I promise you, as we go forward, this is going to be clearer and clearer. And I declare peace, and I declare safety, and I declare angels to go around. Everybody who is looking to stand in God's place, or stand as God has commanded them to. Everyone. I call forth protection and angels, and I declare it in the name of God Almighty. It is done. It is done. It is done. See you tomorrow. And I concur.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.